We are here in Delphus Jefferson for the night. We had the Lady Indians playing the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats. We are here in the top of the first with Devin Post leading off the bat for the Indians. And we have one ball on her. She takes a big cut at it for strike one. Devin takes a few practice swings. She's back in. Pitcher's on the mound. She's ready. Devin hits a foul ball. So I give her one ball and two strikes. Here in the top of the first. Devin's ready. Pitcher delivers. And Devin hits a nice fly ball out to center field and it is caught. So that'll give the Lady Indians out number one. We've got Chelsea Timmerman coming up, batting in the two-hole for the night. Chelsea gets a few signs from Coach Vaughn. She's ready. Pitch is in there for a first pitch strike. Chelsea steps out. Takes a few practice swings. She's back in. Pitcher's ready. She delivers. She wanted to bunt. Chelsea did, but pulled it back for a strike. So no balls, two strikes here on Chelsea. Pitch is in there. Struck her out. So give the Lady Indians out number two. So that will bring up Audra Metzger to the plate. She steps out, takes a few swings. She's in. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. Strike. Audra steps out a little bit. She's back in. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. Foul ball right over the guest dugout. So that'll give Audra a zero ball, two strike count with two outs here in the top of the first inning. Audra steps back in. Pitcher shakes off a few signs. She's ready. Audra hits a nice shot out to right center, it looks like. So she leads the inning off with our first hit. So she will be standing on first over there. That'll bring up Tori Vaughn to the plate. She'll get a few signs from her dad down there at third. With Audra standing on first base. Top of the first here with two outs. Tori's in there. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. Pass ball. That would allow Audra to advance from first to second. So that will give a ball on Tori's count there. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Audra standing on second out there in scoring position. Tori's ready. She takes a hack at it. Misses, but the ball goes past the catcher, so that allows Audra to advance from second to third now. So we have one ball, one strike, two outs. Audra on third here in the top of the first. So we really need Tori to get a hit here. Pitch at the plate. Tori takes another big swing at it, but just misses. Tori's got one ball, two strikes on her here. Two outs. Audra's standing on third, begging her, Tori to hit her in. Ball bounce to the catcher there. But the catcher does a nice job of keeping it in front of her and making Audra stay at third there. So that'll give us two balls, two strikes here on Tori. Pitch is in there. Ball. So three balls, two strikes here on Tori Vaughn. She's in there. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Payoff pitch at the plate. Ball four. Great at-bat for Tori Vaughn there. So that'll give us runners on the corners here with Tori on first and Audra on second. And that will bring up Casey Vogel to the plate with two outs here in the top of the first. Score is 0-0 here still. Casey's in there. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. Ball outside. One ball, no strikes. Runner's still on the corners. Pitcher shakes off a few signs. Ball right at Casey's knees there. So that will give Casey a two-ball, no-strike count here. Really need her on here. Whitwell standing on deck circle. Casey's in there. She's ready. Pitch. Ball really inside there. That'll give Casey a three-ball, no-strike count. Gets her sign from Coach Vaughn. Imagining he's telling her to take one here. Casey's ready. Pitches in there. Ooh. Strike one. So three balls, one strike on Casey here. Tori standing on second. I must have missed her stealing. We got runners on second and third. Ball four on Casey. So we got bases loaded here in the top of the first inning with Whitwell. Whitwell up to the plate here. There's a little meeting out for the Jefferson Wildcats here at the pitcher's mound. So Whit will come over and talk to Coach Vaughn over there. We've got bases loaded here in the top of the first with two outs. We had our first two batters of the inning both strike out. And then Audra Metzger started us off well with the single. So now we got bases loaded. Audra's on third, Tori's on second, and Casey Vogel on first with Whitwell up the bat here. First pitch in there to Whit for a strike. So no balls, one strike here on Whit. Two outs in the top of the first. Definitely need Whitwell to come up clutch here. She takes a big hack at it, fouls it off. So Witt is behind in the count, which is not what we want with no balls and two strikes here. Two outs. Witt's in there. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Ball. Bounced one in there. So Witt will step back in. Base is loaded. Come on, Witt. Pitches in there. Takes a nice cut at it. Just fouls it off down third baseline there. So Witt's got one ball, two strikes on her. She's doing a good job battling up here. Found a few balls off. Pitcher shakes off a few signs. She's ready. And Witt just cracks one out to left center. And one run will come across the plate with Audra coming across. And Coach Vaughn holding Tori up at third over there. So great RBI for Whitwell there. So that still gives us bases loaded here. With Tori now on third. Casey Vogel now on second. And Whitwell now on first. Brings up Kristen Keller to the plate. Need to keep this going here. Kristen takes a nice cut at it for a foul ball. So that would be a first pitch strike for Kristen. Kristen's ready. She's in there. Kristen cranks one out to left field there. And Tori will come across the plate. And Casey will go home and sliding in there. And she will be safe at home. So great job by Casey to really turn the wheels on there and be safe at home. Right behind her good friend, Tori Vaughn. So that'll give the Indians a 3-0 lead here in the top of the first, and doing this all with just two outs. So great job by the Lady Indians here. So that will give us Emily Hart up the bat, and we have Kristen Keller standing on second and Whit Will on third. Still two outs here in the top of the first. Ball high. So great job by the Lady Indians here, starting off the inning well. Emily steps back in there. She's shown bunt right now. Pulls it back. Pass ball. And Whit Will will come in and score on a pass ball. So great job by the Lady Indians right now. They're up 4-0 here, doing this all with two outs, like I said before. So 4-0 right now on top of the first, Lady Indians leading. Emily Hart up the bat. We've got Hannah Knapke on deck and on the on-deck circle, and Kristen Keller standing on third over there. So Emily's ready. Emily hits a nice ball right past the shortstop there, and that allows Kristen Keller to score. So the Lady Indians are up 5-0 here. Great hit by Emily Hart there, right past the old shortstop there. So that will bring up Hannah Knapke, freshman, and she's batting in the last hole. So that means our top of the lineup will be coming up after her with Devin Post. Hannah showing bunt. She pulls it back. Emily Hart will go and be safe at second. So good job, Emily, there. That first pitch on Hannah there was a ball. So Hannah's got a 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Emily in scoring position out there on second. Strike right down the plate to Hannah. Hannah takes a few practice swings over there. Hannah's back in. She's ready. Hannah crushes the ball to left center there. And Emily Hart's coming home, and she will be safe. And Hannah will be safe at first. So the Lady Indians 6-0 right now in the top of the first, doing all this with two outs. So that will bring up leadoff batter already in the top of the first with Devin Post, who struck out, I believe, in her first at-bat. So we're hoping for a different result here. Devin's in there. She's ready. She's showing bunt. She pulls back. Hannah Knapke stays at first there. Thought about going. Chelsea Turman over there in the on-deck circle. Devin's in there. She's ready. Ball in. Hannah Knapke will take off with nobody being there at second. And she'll try to go to third, and she has a double steal. Safe at third. So Hannah was on first. She went. Catcher threw down. Jefferson had no one there to even cover the ball, so the ball head out into center field, and Hannah will get up from second and run over to third. So great heads up running by Hannah there. Well done. So now Hannah's on third, and we have no one on first and second with Devin up. She takes that pitch in there for a ball high. She's got two balls, one strike here. Top of the first still. Hannah's begging someone to hit her in two. Pitches in there. Devin hits a chopper over to the third baseman. And they get her out. So Indians did some damage there in the first inning, all with two outs. So well done by the Lady Indians to get ahead 6-0 here in the top of the first and batting around. So we'll be right back. We are back here in the bottom of the first now. Lady Indians up 6-0 here. First pitch in there to Chelsea, or to number 12 for them, Claire Thompson, for a strike. She is also pitching for the Jefferson Wildcats. She takes a good hack at it for a foul ball. So Chelsea's ahead in the count here with no balls and two strikes. Tonight we have Chelsea on the mound. Like usual, Alea Jenkins behind the plate. Pitches in there for a foul ball, same place she hit it last time, down third baseline. We got Tori Vaughn over at first base. We've got Casey Vogel over at second, Audra Metzger at short, Kristen Keller at third. Chelsea struck her out. Catcher drops the ball, but throws down to Tori and catches it for an out. So good job, Aaliyah. They really get up out of her stance there and throw down to Tori for the first out of the inning. We have Emily Hart out in left, Whit Will out in center, and freshman Hannah Kanapke out in right field. So we got one out here in the inning. Pitches in there, strike. We've got number 22 up to the plate. Kaylin Hartsock. She cracks the ball down right past our third baseman, Kristen Keller, so she will be safe down there at first. That'll bring up number 20 for them, Madison Jenninghoff. So we have Hartsock over there standing on first, and Jenninghoff up to the bat. One out here in the bottom of the first. She shows bunt. She pulls back. Leah throws down. Good throw down there by Leah. We just didn't get it in time. So that's all right. So Hartsock will advance from first to second, with Jenninghoff still up to the plate. First pitch on Jenninghoff was in there for a strike. Second pitch in there for a ball. Ball low. One ball, one strike, and one out here in bottom first. Chelsea's ready. She delivers. Ball high. Second base runner really getting a big lead over there, so hopefully we can get her thrown out if she tries to go. Two balls, one strike. That must have been ball further there. Scoreboard had me all messed up there. They had two balls only. But that was ball four, so she will take her base down at first. So now they have runners on first and second here with Rode up to the plate. First pitch in there, strike. She steps back in there. Chelsea's ready. She winds, delivers. Takes a big cut at it for a strike. So great pitch by Chelsea there, with just blowing one past her. So Chelsea heading the count with no balls, two strikes. Pitch is ready. She hits a shot right back up past Chelsea there, and she will be going home. And the throw from Whitwell from center to Aaliyah goes right past Aaliyah, or right between her legs, I should say. So the runner was safe there. So they got a run across the plate there. We now have 6-1, inning still leading. But Jefferson has two runners in scoring position on second and third. That'll bring up number 25, Pimpus. She steps in there. She's ready. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. She takes a big cut at one for a foul ball. So first pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. She's ready. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Strike two. So Chelsea ahead in the count here. No balls, two strikes. She gets a few signs from her coach. Foul ball right down third baseline. So that'll keep the count at no balls, two strikes. Chelsea's ready. Batter's ready. Chelsea winds, delivers. Strike. Got her out. So Aaliyah drops a third pitch strike, which allows the batter to advance to first. We throw down to first and get the out, and then that allows the runner from third to advance home. So that's just something we can't really have there. We got to be able to catch up ball on third strike and keep that runner there, but we didn't, and that allowed another run to score. So score would be 6-2 now here, and Jefferson has a runner on third, and that's it. So number 26, Marlowe, will come up to the plate. Chelsea's first pitch was in there for a ball one. So Chelsea's ready. She kind of takes a check swing and fouls it off. So that'll give us a strike. One ball, one strike. Two out here in the bottom of the first. Chelsea's ready. She takes another half swing at one and fouls it off. So that'll give her a strike two. One ball, two strikes here in the bottom of the first. Chelsea's ready. She takes it really another half swing at one. So it goes foul again. So she's still got one ball, two strikes, two outs here. Marlowe's up to the plate for the Jefferson Wildcats. Chelsea's ready. She winds, delivers, and she takes a swing at one that bounced right before home plate. And so Leah didn't have a chance to really catch it. Bounced to her, and she made a nice throw down to the first baseline for a third strike drop, and Tori makes a nice catch of it out of it to get us out of the inning. So that will bring us to the top of the second here with the Lady Indians leading 6-2. We'll be back. We are back here in the top of the second inning. Lady Indians leading us 6-2. We have Chelsea Timmerman up to the plate for the Lady Indians, batting the two hole. First pitch on there on Chelsea was a ball one. Chelsea went for a bunt and pulled back, but ump says strike. So that will give us a one ball, one strike here on Chelsea. Chelsea's in there. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Ball inside. So give us two balls, one strike on Chelsea. Chelsea's in there. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Shakes off a few signs. She winds, delivers. Ball high. So three balls, one strike here on Chelsea. Pitcher's on the mound. Shakes off a few more signs. She's ready, delivers. A ball at her ankles, but he calls it a strike. So we have a full count here on Chelsea with three balls and two strikes and no outs here in the top of the second. Payoff pitch. Chelsea cracks it down the third baseman. And third baseman makes a bad throw right over her head. Makes a bad throw by the third baseman. But it goes over her head, so the first baseman runs and grabs it, picks it up, throws it over to second because Chelsea advanced. And they throw her out and tag her out at second. So I don't know what to really say about that, but that'll give us out number one for the inning. So that brings up Audra Metzger to the plate. Pitcher shakes off a few signs. She's ready. Audra's showing bunt. She runs down to first. Ooh. Really close play. I thought she was safe over there for sure, but ump says otherwise. We only have one ump here for the night. That's the one behind the plate. He made that call. So that will give us out number two of the inning. Bring up Tori Vaughn to the plate. She takes the first pitch in there for strike. Take a big swing at it, but just missed. So Tori takes a few signs from her dad. She's ready. Takes another big cut at it for strike number two. So she's behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. So Tori steps back in. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Pitcher winds, delivers. There's a sky ball to Tori there. So Tori wisely lets that one go right on past her. So one ball, two strikes to Tori. She's back in there. Pitcher's on the rubber. She winds, delivers. Takes one at the knees for a ball. So that's two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here in the top of the second inning. Tori's ready. Pitcher shake off a few signs. Tori hits a chopper down to the third baseman, just foul. So that will be still two balls and two strikes on Tori Vaughn. Lady Indians leading 6-2. Casey Vogel in the on deck circle. Tori's in there. She's ready. Oh, my. Tori hit a rocket over to the third baseman. Third baseman kind of just sticks her glove out there and got lucky and ends up with the ball in her glove. So that'll end the inning 1-2-3 for the Indians. So that will still, the score stays 6-2, and we'll be heading into the bottom of the second when we come back. We are back here in the bottom of the second inning. We have number 14, Gossett, up to the plate for the Jefferson Wildcats. Chelsea throws a first pitch in their strike. So we got no balls, one strike, and one out. Bottom of the second inning. Chelsea delivers. Chopper hit right back to Chelsea. Chelsea will fire down to first. And he calls her safe. So great hustle by Gossett down there to first base. And she gets called safe, which I think is the right call. So that will give the leadoff of the inning, Gossett, a single. Brings up number 10 for Jefferson, Kaya Womhant. And the runner goes, and Aaliyah makes a great throw down to second to Audra. And great, yes, just a great play for the Indians there to get the tag on her for an out. So the leadoff runner is now off the base pads with one out. And she kind of takes a half swing at one for foul ball strike. So she's behind in the count with no balls and two strikes. Chelsea's ready. She winds, delivers. Ball up. Chelsea's on the rubber. She's ready. Winds, delivers. She hits a pop fly to Whit Will out to center, and Whit makes it look real easy with the catch. So that's two up, two down for Jefferson. That will bring up left-handed batter Wilson for Jefferson Wildcats. Chelsea's ready, delivers. She shows bunt and misses it. So that'll be strike on her. She'll take a few practice swings. She's back in there. Chelsea's ready, delivers. She shows bunt but pulls it back. So she takes some words from her first base coach down there, who ain't too happy with her right now. But she'll step back in there, and she's ready. Chelsea's ready. Chelsea delivers. Chelsea's pitch was in there for a ball outside. We got two balls, one strike, two outs. And the batter will switch from left-handed to right. So Chelsea winds, delivers, and she takes a huge swing at that one for strike number two. So she'll take a few practice swings there. She'll step back in there. She's ready. Chelsea winds, delivers, ball up. So we got a full count here with two outs, three balls, two strikes. Bottom of the second inning. Lady Indians are leading 6-2. Shells throws her a ball up. So that'll bring up a leadoff batter and also the pitcher, Claire Thompson. So we've still got two outs here. Chelsea's pitching in there. Foul ball. So first pitch, strike. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Chelsea's in there. She's ready. Batter's ready. And she hits a shot back to Audra Metzger. And Audra makes it look easy by picking it up and just throwing it over to Toy at first. So good defense by the Indians here so far. And hopefully we can keep that up because we are leading 6-2, heading to the top of the third, and we'll be back. We are back here in the top of the third inning. Lady Indians leading us 6-2. We have Casey Vogel up the bat for the Indians. And she will step in there. First pitch in there for a strike right down the plate.
Come on, Casey.
So that will give Casey first pitch strike. So no balls. One strike. Zero outs. Casey Vogel up to the plate. Pitches in there for a ball high. So I think the Jefferson Wildcat coach is over there disagreeing with that call, but that's all right. We'll take it. Strike two down there at the ankles again. I'm going to disagree with that one, but who cares what I say. So that'll give Casey one ball, two strikes here. Pitches in there, and Casey hits one, a bomb out to center field. And the center fielder will go for the catch, and it will pop right out of her glove. So easy play out there at center, but unfortunately for her, it pops right out of her glove. Unfortunately for us, Casey will make it to second. She kind of, I think she made the coaches wanted her to stay at first, but she says, I'm going two, and was up there for a stand-up double. So now we have Whitwell up to the plate, showing bunt. Pulls back, though, but it was a strike. So no balls, one strike here. Whitwell up to the plate. Casey standing out there at second. Kristen Keller in the on-deck circle. Whit's ready. Pitcher's ready. She delivers. Whit cranks one back to the third baseman, and she again just sticks her gloves out there, and it was just hanging in her glove there, barely. So Casey wisely runs back to second, so good heads-up play by Casey there, and a great hit by Whitwell, but unfortunately she caught it. So that'll give us Kristen Keller up to the plate with one out. Casey's still in second. She throws a sky ball to Kristen for ball one. Lady Indians still leading us here, 6-2. Top of the third inning. Kristen's in there. She's ready. Strike at her knees. So one ball, one strike to Kristen Keller. One out. Casey's out there at second. Kristen hits a chopper down to third. Third baseman makes another bad throw. And that allows Casey to run to second. Or Casey to run from second to home on the bad throw by the third baseman. And Kristen on the passed throw to the first baseman will make it to second on a throwing error. So Casey scoring a run across the plate gives the Lady Indians seven runs now total. And Kristen Keller will be out at second with Emily Hart up to the plate. So Emily goes for a bunt but pulls back, but it was a strike. So no balls, one strike. Kristen Keller on second base out there, just one out. Hannah Kanapke in the on-deck circle. Emily kind of helped her out there with one. Would have been a ball low, but she takes a big swing at it. Just misses, though. So she's behind in the count with no balls and two strikes. Emily's in there. She's ready. There's a sky ball to Emily. Emily's back in there. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Pitcher winds, delivers. Emily hits a liner down to third and hits the bag. So Emily hits a liner down, bounces up off the third base bag out to left field, and Kristen Keller go from second to home and be in there on standing up. So that gives the Lady Indians another run across the plate. That will make us make the score here 8-2 in the top of the third, with freshman Hannah Knapke up to the plate. Emily Hart's out there standing on second with that nice hit to left field, right off the bag. Jefferson Wildcats having a little meeting out at the pitcher's mound. They're ready to play again. So we got one out here in the top of the third. Lady Indians leading 8-2. Hannah Knapke, she's ready. She's showing bunt. She pulls back. Strike. So no balls. One strike here on Hannah Knapke. Devin Post, our leadoff batter, standing in the on-deck circle. Pitcher's ready, delivers. Hannah hits a liner back to the first baseman, and it goes right past her glove. So Hannah Knapke will be safe at first, and Emily Hart will be safe at third. And I think Emily really wanted to go home, but she doesn't because they throw it back to the third baseman. And she makes kind of a funky little dive back to the bag, but that's all right because she will be safe there. So that'll give us the leadoff batter, Devin Post, up to the plate. Just one out here. We got runners on the corner. Hannah Knapke on first and Emily Hart on third. Devin hits a shot back up to the second baseman, but that allows Emily Hart to score and Hannah Knapke to advance from first to second. So that'll give us Chelsea Timmerman up to the plate. First pitch in there for a ball inside. Hannah Knapke yells out on second base out there. We got two outs here in the top of the third. Pitcher shakes off a few signs. She's ready. Ball two there on Chels. She's got two balls, no strikes, two outs here in the top of the third inning. Pitches in there. Another ball inside. So three balls, no strikes to Chels. Pitcher's on the rubber. She's ready. Chels is ready. Pitches in there. Ball at her ankles. So I allow Hannah Knapke to advance from second to third because the catcher wasn't paying attention. And Chels will be on first. So Audra, that allows, or makes Audra Metzger up to the plate here. She's getting a few signs from Coach Vaughn down there at third. She's in there and she's ready. Audra lays down a money bunt. Audra lays down a great bunt, and Hannah Knapke kind of just sneaks over there and slides into home. And Hannah's a little hurt on the play here. She's shaking up, but she was safe, so that gives the Indians a 10-2 run or lead here. Hannah's in some pain here, her knee, I believe. So we'll take a quick break while they help her up and get her off the field here. We are back. We are hoping that Hannah Knapke had nothing serious going on there. So that will give us Tori Vaughn up to the plate. Tori takes a first pitch swing, right back to the pitcher, and that will end us the inning there. So the Lady Indians did a little more damage, scoring 4 more runs across the plate, giving us a total score of 10-2. So we will be right back in the bottom of the third. We are back here in the bottom of the third inning. We have number 22 up to the plate for them. Kalen Hartsock. Chels on the mound still. Lady Indians leading 10-2, bottom of the third. Next pitch in there for a strike, so she's got 1-1 on her. Chelsea's ready. Batter's ready. Chelsea winds, delivers. She hits a pop fly to Taylor Tin, who really had to cover some ground there to come in and get that ball. And she did it well with making the catch. So good job, Taylor Tin, out there in right field, replacing Hannah Knapke, who's injured right now. So that will give us the first out of the inning. So well done by Taylor there. That'll bring up number 20 for them, Jenning Hoff. First pitch in there for a ball. So 1-1, no strikes. Chelsea throws. Ball high. So 2 balls, no strikes here on Jenning Hoff. Chelsea's ready. She winds, delivers. Ball low. Chelsea's ready. She winds, delivers. Strike. So 3-1 here on Jenning Hoff. Bottom of the third inning. Still 1 out here. Chelsea's ready. She winds, delivers. Another great pitch in there for a strike right down the plate. So Chelsea's worked hard to come back and make it a full count. 3-2. Payoff pitch to the plate. Foul ball. So we got a battle going on here. Hopefully Chelsea will come out on the good side of it. Chelsea's ready. Payoff pitch again. Ball 4. Walked her. It's all right, though. Our defense is playing well. Maybe we'll throw her out here. So number 19, Rode, will step to the plate with Jenning Hoff. Getting a base on balls and standing on first base now. Chelsea's ready. She winds, delivers. First pitch in there, strike. So that will give us 2-1. Another pitch in there for a strike. Ball was kind of bounced before the plate, and she takes a big golf swing at it. And Aaliyah lets the ball go in between her legs a little bit, so that allows the runner to advance from first to second. But Chelsea comes back and strikes this batter out, so well done by Chelsea there to give us a second out of the inning. Good job by Aaliyah back there. She's doing a good job here tonight. Not too many pass balls, so good job, Aaliyah. So that brings up a new batter, Pimpus. Great block by Aaliyah there. She's doing a great job behind the plate tonight. So that first pitch was a ball. Wildcats have a runner on second. Ball outside. So 2-0. 2 outs. Chelsea throws a bouncer in there, and a great job by Aaliyah right there to go behind the batter, or to the side of the batter, I should say, and block that ball to keep the runner at second. So 3-0. She takes a good hack at it for a swing and a miss. So that will give us 1. Aaliyah again stops another ball from going past her.
Put it in there, Chelsea.
Chelsea winds, delivers. She hits a sky ball out to Whit Will, and Whit makes it look easy. And that will give us a third out of the inning. So great defense by the Lady Indians there. And Aaliyah Jenkins doing a great job behind the plate. So 10-2 heading into the top of the fourth. And we'll be back. We are back here in the top of the fourth inning. We have Casey Vogel leaving the inning off for the Indians. Still have number 12, Claire Thompson, on the mound for the Jefferson Wildcats. Casey's showing bunt here. Pulls back. First pitch, strike. So Casey will step out, take a few swings here. Casey steps back in. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Pitcher winds, delivers. Casey hits a shot right past the second baseman, and then again it goes right past the right fielder. So Casey being there and a stand-up double, her second double of the night. So good job by Casey there, really hitting the ball well tonight. That will bring up Will to the plate. So Whit will get a few signs from Coach Jeff Vaughn down there. She'll step back in. Casey standing on second. No outs. Whit hammers a ball to left center, and it will fall between the center fielder and the left fielder and allow Casey to come from second to third, or second to home. So that will give us 11-2, and Whit will have a stand-up double. So the Lady Indians really using the bats well tonight, so that's a good thing. Bring up Kristen Keller to the plate. She's ready. She takes a check swing, but pulls it back in time. So that'll give first pitch ball. So Kristen will step out. She'll step back in. She hits a dribbler down to the second baseman, and she will beat the throw. Great job, Kristen Keller, by beating the throw. The ball kind of just dribbled to the second baseman. She waited on it instead of charging it, and Kristen will beat the throw out and be safe at first. So we have runners on the corner now with Kristen at first and Witt on third with zero outs and Emily Hart up to the plate. So Emily will step in there. She's ready. Emily shows bunt but pulls back and allows Kristen to advance from first to second with no one even near covering the bag. So Emily will step back in there with runners on second and third. She's ready. She takes a big swing at that one, just barely misses. But she's behind in the count here with no balls and two strikes. With Taylor Tan standing on plate on deck. And Emily just misses it and struck her out. So that's all right because that will bring Taylor Tan up to the bat, up to the plate. Taylor batting for the injured Hannah Knapke. Taylor will step in. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Taylor takes first pitch right down the plate for a strike. So we really need Taylor to connect here and allow hopefully two more runs to come across the plate. Taylor's in there. She'll take strike two right down the plate again. So Taylor will have no balls and two strikes. One out here in the top of the fourth. One, two, three pitches to Taylor, and she strikes out. So that'll give us a second out of the inning there. Score is now 11-2. I'm sorry. Brings up leadoff batter Devin Post to the plate. She's in there. She's ready. She hits a foul ball for strike one. So Devin will step out. She's back in. Devin hits a chopper down the shortstop, and she makes it look easy from short to first. And that will give us a third out of the inning there. So 11-2 is our score. We are heading into the bottom of the fourth, and we'll be back. We are back here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We have number 26, Marlo, up to the plate for the Jefferson Wildcats. Chelsea's first pitch was in there for a ball. So Chelsea will line deliver. And she hits the ball to the shortstop. And Chloe Metzger is our shortstop now for Audra Metzger. And Audra Metzger is at third now for Kristen Keller. And hits a little pop-up to Chloe. Drops right in front of her. And then mishandles the ball over there. And the throw to Tori was not in time. So the batter was safe at first.
Nice job, Charles. Keep him down.
So she'll try to lay down a bunt, but pulls back and it's still a strike. So another pitch in there for strike two. No balls and two strikes. No outs. They have a runner on first. One, two, three pitch for Chels for the strikeout. Strike him out, throw him out. Great job by Aaliyah. Heads up. And the runner from first advanced to second for a steal on the strikeout. And Aaliyah wisely stands up and makes a great throw over to Casey for the tag out. So two outs there and just one pitch, I should say. And great job by Aaliyah and Casey. And, of course, Chels. So Chelsea's first pitch in there to number 10 will be ball. So one ball, no strikes. Chelsea's ready. She wants, delivers. Strike. So I'll give us one ball, one strike. Chelsea wants, delivers. And she'll hit a foul ball down to the third baseline. So that with that foul ball, give us strike two. So we got one ball, two strikes. And she'll hit a pop fly right in between Taylor and Witt. And she'll easily have a stand-up double. So it just falls right where we don't have people, so good hit for her. But we got it in nice and quick before she can turn to go three. So that'll give us number two, Wilson, to the plate. With a runner for them standing on second. She'll step in. Chelsea Wines delivers. First pitch in there for ball. So she'll step back in the box. Chelsea's ready. She takes a big cut at it for strike. Foul ball strike. So she looks like she's thinking about switching to left hand, but she doesn't. Chelsea Wines delivers. Ball up. Two balls, one strike here on number two, Wilson. Two outs in the inning. She takes a big swing at it for strike two. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs here in the bottom fourth. She's in there. Chelsea ready. Delivers. Ball high. So full count here, payoff pitch. And she hits a foul ball right behind, over my head here. So we'll get a new ball in here. Still full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom four. Payoff pitch. Another foul ball right over my head here. Ump says he's out of balls. So we're going to find one here. Looks like we've got one. So the batter will step back in the box. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Walked her. So that will give Jefferson Wildcats runners on first and second with the leadoff batter. Thompson up to the plate. Chelsea's ready. She delivers. Ball high. She steps back in the box. Chelsea's ready. She winds, delivers. She hits a shot back to Chloe Metzger, and Chloe makes a nice throw over to Tori Vaughn for the third out of the inning. So well done by Chloe Metzger there to make a nice throw over to Tori and get the third out of the inning. So Lady Indians lead us here, 11-2, heading to the top of the fifth. We'll be back. We are back here in the top of the fifth inning. We have Chelsea Timmerman leading us off. She's in the box. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Pitcher winds, delivers. Right down the plate for strike one to Chelsea. Chelsea will step back in. Pitcher's on the rubber. Shaking off a few signs. She winds, delivers. Ball high. One ball, one strike here on Chelsea. Top of the fifth inning, Lydians lead 11-2. Chelsea's in there, she's ready. Pitch on the way. She takes a big swing at it for strike number two. So Chelsea's in their box, she's ready. Pitcher's ready. Takes a ball high. So two balls, two strikes here on Chelsea. She steps back in the box. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Pitcher winds, delivers. Chelsea makes great contact over the shortstop. And the shortstop makes it look easy and gets her out at first. So good play by the shortstop there. That will bring up Audra Metzger to the plate. With one out in the inning. Victoria Vaughn standing in the on-deck circle. Audrey's in there. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Pitch on the way. First pitch in there for strike. So Audrey will step out, take a few swings. She's back in. Pitcher's ready. Audrey's ready. Pitch on the way. She makes a nice little half swing, but it goes right in between the shortstop and the third baseman, and Audra will be standing up on first base. So to bring up Victoria Vaughn to the plate with Audra standing on first and Casey Vogel in the on-deck circle. So Tori kick a little dirt around. She'll be ready. Pitcher's ready. Audra will slide head first into second with not even an attempt throw, but we know Audra, and she'll slide just about whenever she can. So Audra will be standing up safe on second base right now with one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Tori Vaughn to the plate. Tori takes a big swing at it to the third baseman. She throws over to first, gets Tori out, but Tori advances Audra from second to third, so two outs here, runner on third. Casey Vogel up to the plate. Casey's had a good night at the plate tonight. Hopefully she can keep that going here and give us a 12-2 lead. Casey's in there. She's ready. First pitch in there, strike. So we got no balls, one strike on Casey. Audra's still standing on third. Casey's ready. Ball low. So one ball, one strike on Casey. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Pitcher's ready. Casey's ready. Casey takes a huge swing at it for strike two. So Casey has one ball and two strikes on her. Top of the fifth. Casey's ready. She's in there. Pitch on the way. She sat back and waited on that one, and it will fall foul. Good job by Casey to sit back and wait on that changeup that came in to foul it off. So count remains one ball, two strikes. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Audra Metzger standing on third base. Whitwell in the on-deck circle. Strike three, struck her out looking on Casey there with a nice pitch inside. So the score remains 11-2 here in the top of the fifth, and we're going to head into the bottom of the fifth when we come back. We are back here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lady Indians leading 11-2. We've got number 22, Hartsock, up to the plate for the Jefferson Wildcats. I believe we have a little substitution going on by the Jefferson Wildcats. They're going to sort through some things over there. Helms walking back like he's ready. He's ready. All right, we're ready. Chelsea will be on the mound. She's ready. First pitch in there for ball high. So one ball, no strikes. Chelsea's ready. Batter's ready. Chelsea delivers. Hits her in the elbow, so she'll take a base on balls. Base on ball, I should say. So she'll take her base down at first, and number 20, Jenny Hoff, will come in. They're up to the plate. She shows bunt. Runner goes. Leah makes a nice throw, and we have no communication out there at all. And that was great heads up play by Leah there. We just have no one communicating out there by Chloe or Bridget on who's going to cover second base on the throw down. So good job by Leah. Bad job on no communication out there with Bridget and Chloe. So that first pitch was a strike. So one ball, one strike. Now number 20, Jenny Hall. Runner on second for them. No outs. She'll take a big cut at it versus foul ball. So good stop by Leah there. Otherwise, the runner would advance from second to third there. One ball, two strikes. She takes a big swing. Goes out to Witt in center. And that allows the runner from second to come all the way home to third. Witt kind of makes a bad decision by just holding the ball out there in center field and not getting it in time, which allowed the runner from second to get to third, and then she probably would have held up at third if Witt would have got it in time, but she doesn't. She comes up across the plate, so that will give the Jefferson Wildcats three runs across the plate, but they still trail 11-3. So they now have a runner on first, and number 19, Road, will come to the plate. First pitch in there was a ball. She shows bunt. She lays the bunt down. Lee comes out of her stance, makes a nice throw to Casey Vogel. And Casey makes a nice catch and runs the runner back to second. So great job by Leah Jenkins to come out of her stance quick and get the throw down at first for the out. So Leah playing really well for the Lady Indians here tonight. So it'll give us one out in the inning. They now have a runner on second. Batter's ready. Chels kind of throws a sky ball up there to her for ball one. Chels is ready. Batter's ready. She cranks that ball down the left field line there, and thank goodness it was fouled because she really got a hold of that one, and that would have allowed another run to score. So thumbs up for us for that ball going foul. So she'll now have one ball, one strike on her here in the bottom of the fifth. One out. Pitches in there, and she pops up to Will out in center, and Will make it look easy and catch it out in center. And this time gets the ball in quick to Chloe Metzger. So good job by Witt. So that will give us a second out of the inning. Brings up number 26, Marlo, to the plate. Two outs. We will have a substitution for Jefferson. So number 26 will come out from the batter's box. And number 5, I believe. Yep, number 5 will come in. Abby Parkins. She looks like she's a junior. She's coming to the plate for the first time tonight. Looks about Chelsea's height. Little. She's taking a few practice swings while the ump gets everything squared away. He's ready, and we'll get back to play here. So no balls, two strikes on number 5. Two outs in the inning. Chelsea's first pitch going there for a ball. So a pass ball for Leah allows the runner from second to get to third. But great, but that's all right because Leah's been playing really well and working hard back there. So we'll take that. So one ball, no strikes on her. She takes a second pitch in there for a strike down the plate. She'll step back in there. She's ready. One ball, one strike on her. And a pass ball by Aaliyah. And Aaliyah makes a great throw to Chels coming home to cover the plate. And the runner from third will go home. And Aaliyah makes a great throw to Chels. Chels makes a tag on her to get the third out of the inning. So well done by the Lady Indians there. And Aaliyah, who's been working really hard all night behind the plate. So that will end the inning with 11-3, and we will head into the top of the sixth when we come back. We are back here in the top of the sixth inning. Lady Indians leading the Jefferson Wildcats 11-3. We have Whit Will leading off the inning. She will take first pitch in there for ball high. So no strikes, one ball on Whit. Top of the sixth. What's in there? She's ready. Pitcher winds, delivers. There's a nice pitch in there, and Witt takes a big swing at it, but just misses for strike one. Witt's back in there, and she's ready. Pitcher winds, delivers. And Witt gets a hold of that ball, and it hits the fence, but it was a foul ball, so if she could straighten that ball out, she would run for a while. So great contact there, but unfortunately for us, it goes foul. So that'll give her a count of one ball and two strikes. She'll step back in there, and she's ready. Ball outside. So two balls, two strikes here on there on Went. She'll step back in there and she's ready. Pitcher's ready. She delivers. And Witt cranks one out to center field. And Witt Wilt will have a home run over the fence. She got a hold of that one. So great job by Witt as she will definitely take her time jogging around them bases. And she will be surrounded by all of her teammates there. And great job for Witt there. They hit a homer over the fence. Out deep left center. We now have Kristen Keller to the plate. So that makes the score now 12-3 in the top of the sixth. Kristen Keller to the plate. No outs here. We got a few lineup changes here. That's what's going on right now. He's ready, I think. Kristen will step into the box. Pitcher will step onto the rubber. She will wind, deliver. And Kristen hits a pop fly right into left field area. Third baseman will run and make a great effort to go and dive after that ball, but she just falls short. So no balls, one strike down Kristen. Pitch the plate. It was high, but she got Kristen chasing that one, so she's behind the count now. No balls and two strikes. Kristen will step back in. She's ready. Ball outside. Kristen steps back in there. Pitcher's on the rubber. Shaking off a few signs. Kristen cracks that one right past the shortstop there to get herself a single. So that will bring up Emily Hart to the plate. Emily's had a pretty good night also. They all have had a pretty good night, so the score explains that. With them, us Lady Indians leading 12-3. Emily's in there. Ball high. One ball, no strikes. She's in there. Emily Hart tries the bunt, but she pulls back. But it'll be a strike, so Kristen will still be standing on first. Emily has a count of 1-1, one ball, one strike. She's in there, and she's ready. Pitcher delivers. Foul ball right in front of me here. Gives Emily a 1-2 count, one ball and two strikes. She'll step back in there. Emily's ready. Pitches in. Kristen will take off. Hits her in the head on as she's stealing, and she just takes it like a champ and stands up on second. So two balls, two strikes here on Emily Hart. Top of the sixth inning, Kristen with a stolen base. She now stands on second. Carly Stone is standing in the on-deck circle. Pitch to Emily. Strike three. So we will now see Carly Stone for the first time tonight. Coming to the plate. I think she's batting for Taylor 10, and Taylor was batting for Hannah. So Carly will come to the plate. Umpire writes down the substitution here. We have Kristen Keller standing out in second. 12-3 here in the top of the sixth inning. We have one out. We have leadoff batter Devin Post standing on in the on-deck circle. The umpire's ready here. Carly will step to the plate. Pitcher step on the rubber. Pitcher's ready. Carly's ready. Pitcher winds, delivers. First pitch in there for a strike on the inside corner. Carly will step back in there. Pitcher back on the rubber. She winds, delivers. Rolls one in there to her for a ball. One ball, one strike here on Carly Stone. Top of the sixth inning, just one out. Kristen Keller on second out there. Carly's ready. Carl's just rips one out into center field, but nice catch. Just hit it right to the center fielder, and she makes a nice catch. So that will hold Kristen up at second and get the second out of the inning. We now have leadoff batter Devin Post step into the plate with Chelsea Turman standing in the on-deck circle. Devin's up. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Wines delivers. Devin hits a chopper over to the shortstop. And the shortstop throws a high ball. Throws a high ball to the first baseman. She drops it. Kristen advances from second to third on the overthrow. Kristen will go from third to home and slide in there safe. They throw to home, and she does not get it, and that allows Devin to go from first to second. So the score now here now is 13-3. Top of the sixth inning, we've got Chelsea Timmerman up to the plate. Two outs, Devin Post standing on second out there. We have Taylor Greasy up to bat. Taylor Greasy in the on-deck circle batting for Tori Vaughn. Chelsea's in there. She's ready. Chelsea hits a little dribbler over to the shortstop. And the shortstop got that one and made a nice throw over to the first baseman for the third out of the inning. But we have a score of 13-3 now here heading to the bottom of the sixth. And we'll be back. We are back here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lady Indians are up big, 13-3 here. We have number 5 coming to the plate, Abby Parkins. She will take first pitch ball. So we have a few substitutions going on and out in the field, but we got Chelsea throws a roller in there, but she golfs at it. And that'll be a strike. So one ball, one strike here on number 5, Abby Parkins. We have Chloe Mesker at third. She will hit a dribbler over back to Chelsea. Chelsea will pick it up, throw down to Casey, and we get her in time. She was hustling down there, and we got her out. So that will give us the first out of the inning. We have Chloe Mesker at third, Carly Stone at short, Bridget Potcutter at second, Casey Vogel at first, Taylor Greasy in right, Whit Will in center, and Emily Still in left. So Chelsea will throw a pitch in there to number 23 now. Sarah Zahler. She'll take first pitch strike. Chelsea's ready. Ball. So we have one ball, one strike on her here. 13-3 in bottom six. Foul ball, strike. She's got one ball, two strikes. Chelsea will throw a pitch. She'll golf that one out of the dirt. Carly Stone picks it up, throws it to Casey, makes it look real easy. So good job by Carly Stone. Nice throw over to Casey. Casey makes a nice catch. Give us a second out of the inning. So that will bring up number 10, Kaya Wollenhop. I believe. I'm not real sure. She'll take first pitch strike. So no balls, one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Chelsea ready. She delivers. That pitch was in there for a ball. Chelsea's ready. Ooh. Ball high. So she now has two balls, one strike on her. Two outs here, bottom six. She'll hit a dribbler back to Chelsea. Chelsea will mishandle it. Carly will grab it. Carly throws it over. And great job by Carly Stone to come in and grab that ball. And that will end the game with us run-ruling the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats 13-3. So great job by the Lady Indians to come out on top and have a great night. So that's all for the night. We will come back with some post-game interviews tonight. So we'll be back. We are back here with our winning coach, Mr. Jeffrey Vaughn. Coach, what's it like to get a run-roll team and not get run-rolled?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we ought to ask Chelsea here. That'd be the one to ask because, I don't know. That's I told the seniors, congrats. You get a run-roll in your career. They just tied, I think, their career in wins this season. So, hopefully it's more to come. So, it feels good not being on the other side of that for a change.
Yeah, and I think that – I mean, I'm by myself, so that's another win. I think I got two wins when I'm by myself on the radio, so maybe we'll have to keep Steve at home from now on. But, yeah, that's about all I got for you. I'd rather talk to Chelsea here. So.
All right.
Congrats on the win, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. We are now here with our winning pitcher, Chelsea Turman. She's my good friend here. So, Chelsea, number two, she started off batting left-handed. Then, middle of the at-bat, she just changes to right-hand. Did that bother you at all or have any effect on you?
No, not really. We just kept going.
Kept doing your thing. Well, you did a pretty good job, I guess. I mean, only allowing three runs on the scoreboard there.
Thank you.
Yeah, another question here. Does Aaliyah, she played really good tonight. Does the catcher bother you, Devin, Aaliyah, or, I mean, whoever it may be, does that bother you at all or anything?
No, I mean, we have some pretty good catching and there to help back up.
Yep, that's good. Well, I just want to say congrats on the run rolling, not getting a run rolling here.
Thank you.
So that's big. Hopefully we get a few more of them to come. So
yep.
Congrats on the win, and we'll talk to you later, all right?
All right.
All right, see you later.
See ya.